Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Tes. We are on page Kuf Lamed Tes. We are about to turn on to page 278. Siman Shin Yud Tes is Din HaBorer B'Shabbos, the Halachas of Borer. Before we begin the Mechaber, let's see the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah, five lines up from the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Tes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hinei Borer hu Echod Milamed Tes Avos Molochos Shel Shabbos. Borer is one of the 39 Avos Molochos of Shabbos. V'chayovin Aleha Gam Kein Chatos B'Shogeg U'misa B'Mezid. And we're chayiv for this Molocha as well, if it's done B'Shogeg HaKarban Chatos, and if it's done B'Mezid, you're chayiv Misa. Kamo Al Shar Molochos, just like the other Molochos of Shabbos. U'bavonoseinu Arabim. But in our great Averos, Harbi Anoshim Nechsholim B'Isser Borer, many people stumble over this Isser of Borer. The Alkein Era Leva'er Osa Be'ezer Hashem B'chol Proteha. Therefore, I'm going to see to explain it with the help of Hashem with all its details. The Akdim Lezeha Simen Hakdama Ketzara. And I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction to this Simen. V'hu, and that is as follows. Ein chol iser bore min atayra ki im be'echad mishlosh afonim. There is no iser of bore that's chal midaraisa unless it is one of three scenarios. Sha'az derech b'rihi kein b'chol, because then in one of these three scenarios, then it's considered the way of being borer during the week. Aleph. The first one is in borer psolas min ha'ochel. If one separates out the bad from the good, the psolas, the shaf from the ochel, from the food, afilu borer biyado v'daitu le'ochel miyad. Even if you do the borer with your hands, you have in mind to eat it right away, but you took the bad from the good, that is an issur daraisa. Gam ken chay, if you're also chay midaraisa. Shezehu derech brira b'chol, that is the way of separating during the week. Livur hapsolas min ha'ochel, to separate out the bad from the good. Beis, imhu borer b'kli shederech livur ba, if one does separation using a kli that is normally used for that, kegon benofa uchvara, like some kind of sieve, so chayiv, then you are chayiv midaraisa, afilu hu borer ha'ochel merapsolas v'daitu le'ochel miyad. Even if you are taking out the food from the bed, and you have in mind to eat it right away, but you're using a kli that is specialized for sorting, and therefore it's an issur daraisa. Shekein derech haborer b'kli, because that is the way of one who separates with a vessel. Pa'am hu borer ochel min apsolas. Sometimes he does separate out the food from the psolas. Kegon, for example, shenikve hakvara dakin. For example, the sieve has very small holes. V'ha'ochel gas, and the food is larger, and that way the food stays on top and the psolas goes down. Ufa'omim hula hippuch, sometimes it's the opposite. Vim hu borer b'kli she'ein derech livraba, and if one does borer with a kli that is not normally used for this purpose, patra aval aser, then it will be aser only midirabonon, ukid lakame, like we'll see shortly. Gimel, afilu imhu borer ochel min apsolas. Even if he does the separating in the form of ochel min apsolas, ubiyado, and he uses his hand, doesn't use a kli, ach shedaito leochel liachar zman, just he has in mind to eat that ochel that he's separating it out at a later time, chayiv, then he's also chayiv midaraisa. So we have three times that we say it's going to be a chiyuv daraisa. Number one is if you separate the psolas and the ochel. Number two, if you separate it with a specialized instrument. And number three is if you separate it for a later time. So any one of these three things going wrong, you have an issur daraisa. Ve'eino mutter livur ki'im ba'ofen she'izar b'chol ha'shlosha afonim. It's only going to be permissible to do borer on Shabbos if you make sure that you are not stumbling over any one of these three. The hainu, that means to say, sheyivur ha'ochel min apsolas, if one separates out the food from the bed, v'gam sha'briri yeh biyado v'lo b'kli, and the separating is done with one's hand, not with an instrument, v'gam sheyadaito le'ochel miyad, and he also has in mind to eat it right away, sha'oz lav derech b'rihi, then it would be not considered the way of doing borer, elo derech achiluhi, that would be the normal way of eating. Taking with your hand the food from the bed for immediate use, that's the way we eat, and that's mutter. Elu ikri ha'kolam shebesimen zeh. These are the general categories of the siman that we're about to learn. V'yeser ha'protim nevar in mirtza Hashem besimen haba. And the greater details, the further details, will be discussed in the next siman. So this siman is going to focus on these three criteria that make the borer mutter. Lacking any one of the three, it's going to be an issur daraisa. Just one important note before we go on is note number 5. So the Mishnah Berurah had just said that the breira has to be with your hand and not with a kli. So says note number 5, okay, shebor al yidei kafo mazleg. So we understand that you can't use a specialized instrument for borer, but what about instead of using your hand, you have a fork or spoon in your hand to help you get the food? So writes the Igros Moshe, Shem habreira nasis b'yeser kalos ayidei kafo mazleg m'ilu hoysa nasis b'yad. If the borer, the separating, is done easier because you have a fork or a spoon, dino kabor b'kli, that is going to be aser, that has a din of doing borer with a vessel. Avol, however, im ein hi nasis b'yeser kalos, if it's not made any easier because of the fork or spoon, Ayidei kafo mazleg, vasiba shebora bekafo mazleg, himishum she'ein hu rotza lelachlech es yodom yadavar niver. Just you don't want to stick your hand into the cholent to take out the part that you want. So you're using a fork or a spoon to get what you want just to avoid dirtying your hand. O machma shadavar haniver rochok mimenu, or the thing that you want to get is further away from you. Virotza lahagia ilav ayidei kafo mazleg. So you're using the fork or the spoon as an extension of your hand to reach something that you can't reach, but it's not really helping you at all in the actual borer. O shebora dover nosli shenitfas b'yeser kalos b'kaf me'asher b'yad. Or you're trying to take out something that's liquid, that a spoon is much more useful holding something that is liquid in your hand. So then dino kabor biyad. In all these cases, says Rav Moshe, using a fork or a spoon is the same as doing bor biyad, and it's going to be mutter. Now if you skip down to the last paragraph of note number 5 also, he discusses a salt shaker. Some people put in their salt shaker, besides the salt, they put in rice. And the reason for that is the rice prevents the salt from sticking together. But then when you pour out the salt, you're really separating out with a kli the salt from the rice. So is that mutter or asr on Shabbos? So malchayo, a salt shaker, sheyesh bo nekovim lotzas hamelach, it has holes to let the salt go out. Umunachun ba af gargurei orez. And you put in the salt shaker also grains of rice. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, Sha'osr l'hishtamish ba b'shabbos, you cannot use that salt shaker on Shabbos. Sherei hamelach nivra meha'orez al-yidei hanekovim, because these holes are making a separation between the salt and the rice. Ha'reza borer b'kli, this is considered borer with a kli, it's absolutely forbidden. Me'idach, on the other hand, asagon Rav Yashiv, shemutr l'hishtamish ba, Rav Yashiv says it's mutter. Why? Shekein hanekovim shebemalchaya, the purpose of the holes is not there to separate the salt from the rice. It's just there, so you have a set amount of salt that's coming out at a time. And even though it's true, by using those holes in the salt shaker, you are separating the salt from the rice, that's not considered borer with a kli, because again, that is not a kli that's normally used for borer, and the holes are not made there for borer, says Rav Yashiv. It's made for the salt to come out in a certain amount, and therefore he holds that it will be mutter, unlike Rav Moshe Feinstein. Let's begin Simon Shin Yotes in the Mechaber now. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Haborer ochel mito psoles, one who separates food from the psoles, o shehayu lefana shnei minei acholim, or he has in front of him two types of foods, o borer min mi min acher, and he's separating one min from another min, benofa ubechvara chayiv, if he does a separation with a specialized instrument, with a sieve, so then he's going to be chayiv midaraisa, bekonon ubesamchui, if he uses a little bit of a lower grade instrument, we'll see exactly what it is in the Mishabura shortly. So then, it's Patah Midaraisa, but it's Aser Midarabonim. The Inberer Biyodo. And if he did the separation of the Ocha from the Psalas with his hand, Kedei Lecho La'alter, in order to eat it right away, Mutter. Again, the Mechaber is saying over here the three criteria. If he's using his hand for immediate use, the Ocha from the Psalas is Mutter. But once he starts using the specialized instruments, if it's somewhat specialized, it's the Rabonim. If it's very specialized, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Says the Rama, V'chol Masha Borer L'Tzorach Osa Suda Shemesa Ba Miyad Mikri L'Alter. Any separating that you're doing for the purposes of that Suda that you are sitting at right now, that's considered L'Alter and it's Mutter. V'afilu Acherim Ochem Imo Shari, even if there are other people eating with you, it is also permissible for you to separate and do Borer for their Achila as well. Therefore, one would be allowed to do borer on the vegetable called salatim, which is lettuce, to separate the good leaves from the bad leaves, whatever you would need from the lettuce for that suda. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, beginning in Sukkot and Aleph. Benofa u'pechvar chayiv. The very specialized instruments you are chayiv chatos is an issa daraisa shezo derech bira. So that's the normal way of doing bira. Va'afilu haya b'daito le'achol altar. Even if you had in mind to eat it right away, it doesn't help. You're using a specialized instrument, you're chayiv chatos. Sivkot and beiz b'konanu b'samchui. What exactly are these? These are the ones that are chayiv midrabanan. So Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains, kanon hu kli eitz. It's a wood vessel, sha'osin ke'en sinur, that's made like a pipe, rochav mitzad echad ve'kotzer mitzad echad. It's wide on one side, and it's narrow on the other side. It is looking like a funnel. V'haborek kidneyos, one who wants to separate out legumes, no sein osam betzad ha'rochav, he places the beans inside the wide side of this instrument, u'menaneya osam, and he shakes it around, v'hemizgalgulin v'yordin dero pivakotzer, and the beans, as they shake around in this funnel, they go down, and they eventually fall through to the next kli. And the psoles that was mixed together with the beans, which is not round, that remains on the walls of the kli, and therefore that is considered borer with an instrument that's not totally specialized for borer, and therefore it's an issa d'rabbanan. The samchui ka'ara gedola, and this other instrument, the samchui, that is a large bowl. Upater aval aser da have borer kol achiyad. Both these instruments, the bowl, the mafarshim say, is used in the same way. You shake it around, and the psoles is left on the sides, and therefore these two cases are going to be pater aval aser. It is considered borer with a shinui. The ikur brira eino ela benafa uchvara, because the regular borer is done with the more specialized instrument, the sieve. Sifkatan gimel, the imbira biyado. We said in the Mechaber that if you do the borer with your hand, hainu dafka ha'olcha medapsoles. This is specifically if you do the borer with your hand for immediate use and dafka the olcha from the psoles. Ulehepech b'chol gavni chayiv. If you do the opposite, as we said before, the psoles and the olcha, in all cases it's going to be chayiv. Ukid l'kamon, like we'll see later as well in Sifdalad v'hei. Sifkatan dalad. This is going on the Ramah that said, V'chol ma'ashe borer l'tzorach osa suda shemese b'miyad mikri l'altar. Whatever you do borer for that suda that you're sitting at now, that's called l'altar. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Ratzalom Ramitza say, Afilu yarech zman ha-suda kamashos. Even if the suda is going to last a number of hours, mikri l'altar, before that suda, it's already called immediate. Kevan shabrira hisomach la-suda, since that borer is close to the suda. We will see note number 7 shortly. First, let's finish all the Mishnah Berurahs. Sifkatan hey, the Ramah said, lo tzarach osa suda, it's mutter. The im kavanoso kideshi yishtayr gam achar suda, o al suda acheres. But if your intention in doing the borer is to have leftovers after the suda or to save some for the suda that's going to come later, chayv chatas, that would be an isidar aisa. Ah, however, if you did the amount that you thought you would need for this suda, you did a generous amount that you could possibly need for the suda, and there were leftovers, so then, that's not a problem. Because that border was done beheter, but to specifically do more to have leftovers after the suda or for the next suda, that is absolutely forbidden. The Ramah then said, V'afilu achirim ochlen imo shari, even if you're not eating by yourself, you're eating with others, you can also do the border for them for this suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Shlomo Ramitza say, the echad yochal livur ba'ad kol b'nei asuda. One person, the person preparing the food for the suda, can do the borer on behalf of all the members of the suda. Ve'ein bazem mishum borer, and this is not considered a problem of borer. The derech achiluhi, that's the normal way of eating. Ve'afilu einu ochal bi'atzmo klal imoem gam kein shari. Even if the person doing the borer is actually not partaking of the food at all, he's the caterer, that's also mutter. Ve'hai imo shekosav rama ladafku, that was Ramah said. The lotion of even achirim that are ochal imo, they're eating with you, is ladafku. You don't even have to be eating, you're just doing it for others, that's going to be fine. That is the Birki Yosef. Ayin Shem Shemuchia came in at Taisus. Look over there in the Birki Yosef where he proves this from Taisus. Sechein Mashu v'darche Moshe ha'aruch. It's also Mashu that way in the Darche Moshe ha'aruch. The last point the Ramah told us was, therefore you're allowed to separate out the vegetable called salatin from the leaves that are spoiled, whatever you need for that suda. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayim, Livrur Hayorok, Vidavka Baufenze. Davka in this scenario, the Havi Ocham and Apsolos, that you're taking the good leaves and the bad leaves. Avalola Hepach, but again, not the opposite. Litol Ha'olin Hamu'uposhim and Atovim, to take out the spoiled leaves from the good ones would not be allowed. The Havi Borer Psolos, Na'ocha V'chayev, that would be separating out the bad from the good, which is a Chiv Daraisa. V'afilu imein ha'olin halolu psolas gomer. Even if these bad leaves are not really that bad, they're not psolas gomer. Sheru'uyin la'achilag de'atchak. If you really needed to, and it was a very pressing situation, it would be fit for achila. Afilu hachi, even so, yesh isser levaro midrabanam. There still would be an isser midrabanam to separate out the not as good leaves from the better leaves. The milsi kibore psolas minacholim. Because it looks like and has the appearance of separating the psolas from the ochel. Sivkotan ches min ha'olin, from the leaves. V'hu adin kishamunach lefon of kitnios. The same din is true if you have in front of you kitnios, ushar peros, or other fruit. V'yesh behem metulam umu'upashim, and some of the fruit in front of you are wormy or they're spoiled. V'chein peros shenachlu l'aretz, or so too fruit that fell to the ground. V'nis arvu ba'ofer u'betzoros, and they got mixed together with dirt or pebbles. Yizor shalo yivra b'yado. Rak mashet tzarech lo'osa sudish. Be careful not to separate with your hand just what you need for that suda. Sherotze lechol tekef lo yoser. What you want to eat right now for this suda and not anymore. The us chayev, otherwise you're going to be chayev. Vigam yizor shivir dafka ha'ucham and apsalos v'lohipuch. And obviously, like you said already a few times, you have to be careful to separate out the food from the psolas and not the opposite. Let's see one bir halacha and then we'll see some of note number 7. The Ramaskal min ha'olin ha'mu'pashim. We said in the Ramah that you're allowed to separate out the good leaves from the bad leaves. Ba'ofen birizu yesh chiluk. There is a chiluk in the type of bore that you do with the lettuce. The imhem olim b'furadim. If it's lettuce leaves that are already separated from each other, you have good leaves and bad leaves. So yavar lo hatovim v'niach ha'mu'pashim. So then you take the good leaves and you leave the bad leaves. Like all cases of bore that are mutter. Ho'kamo shakasim magad avrok. The magad avrok writes. Avol imhem klochim, but if they're in a stalk, it's like a lettuce head. Kigon chazeres shehaolim shem b'chutz heima mu'pashim. If the outer leaves are the ones that are bad, oz yasir motzah mu'pashim tahavle kimeser aklip alech latoch. Then you would be allowed to remove the bad leaves that are on the outside of the lettuce in order to get to the good leaves inside. That would be like taking off the shell of a nut and anything else that you can't get to the ochel without removing the psolas. So that would be permissible. We'll see more of a discussion about that in Mirtz Hashem in the coming shiurim. Let's end the shiur with note number 7. Note number 7 is going on that which the Mishabura said, that you're allowed to do it for the coming Suda. The lashon of the Mishabura was, afilu yaruch zman ha-suda kamashos mikri l'alter. Even if the Suda is going to last the number of hours, it's considered l'alter. Kevan shabriri hi samach la-suda. Since you're doing the separating close to the Suda, it doesn't matter how long the Suda will last, it's going to be okay. So note number 7 says, u'inyan shir ha-zman ha-samach la-suda shenashav l'alter. How exactly do you define what is considered la'alter right before the Suda? So we'll see later on, Mishenu Magen Avram, Sha'an ha'zman shebo yotze mibeis ha'kneses einu nechsha kizman ha'samach la'suda. Until the time that the men are coming out of shul, that's already not considered the time of samach la'suda. V'kosav ha'eglital, she'im miyad la'achar ha'brira maschilim le'achlas ha'suda. If right after you do the b'irir, they're going to start the Suda, that's called la'alter. As long as the suda is starting, even if the food that you're doing the boder on is going to be eaten much later, that's going to be fine. As long as it's going to be eaten during the suda. Skip a few lines. He brings from the Shalom Shuvas Igris Moshe. She'ein shir muchla l'zman zeh. Very important, Rav Moshe. There is no exact time for the heter of doing borer close to a suda. V'talu yadavar b'chol echad k'fi ha'zman ha'nidrash lo l'sader samachol k'lem ha'suda. It depends on each person how much time they require to prepare for the suda. V'chein das agonav nesin karelis. She'shir zman zeh einu muchla. It's not so exacting. It's not so defined. V'chol od murgash hadavar shabreira na and as long as you feel that it's being done close to the Suda, hareza b'chla la'alter, all that will be considered in la'alter. Next paragraph, v'suda sheba mishtatfin anoshim rabim, a Suda that many people are joining together, memeila v'yesh tzorech livur avuram kamos gedola sha'ochel, you're doing bayrir on one of the foods, but there's a lot of that food because it's a big Suda, so you gotta start it earlier, davar halokeh azman rav. So mavur medivri asher atzil nekamon shenechshav adover kosamach lasuda gam kishehischilas achon zman rav kolam asuda. since it's going to take a long time to do all the bora that's needed for the Suda, so starting way earlier than the Suda would be considered still Samach L'Suda. For the needs of such a Suda, Mutter L'Hasna Livra Afilu Kama Shos Kodam HaSuda, you would be allowed to start getting ready, doing bora even a few hours before the Suda, if the bora is not going to end till close to the Suda, that is going to be fine, and so too writes Rav Yashiv. Meidach. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish says, "Sha'aser lahaschil v'liver es ha'ochel zman rab l'faneh." You cannot take a few hours to do your bora before the suda. Af im lo tigamer abreira ele b'samach l'suda. Even if it's going to take you all that time to close to the suda, it's still not allowed. V'lo huter la'asos kein elorak echatzi shah kodem asuda. Finally, a place that gives a definition, the Chazon Ish says, is only mutter a half hour before the suda. One last point that we'll read if you skip a couple of paragraphs. Hamavakesh mechavero sheyishalo chafetz mesuyim hamuura bechafetzim acherim. A person asked his friend to lend him an item that's mixed together with other items. Ve'enu miskaven leishdamish bechafetz el alter. So Reuven wants to borrow from Shimon a certain kli. He doesn't want to use it for a while, but he's asking him to borrow it now. So Shlomo Zalman writes, Shem lo yuchal hamashir lahashir lo as achafetz lachar zman. If this loan cannot happen later on in the day, kigon shlo yifkeshu lachar mekan. They're not going to be able to meet up with each other later. So they have to do the lending now for the use later on. So Zakar Shlomo Zalman, Rashaihu liver avuro es achefetz ka'es. He's allowed to separate out the item that his friend wants right now. Mishum sha'ashalas achefetz nechsheves l'mashil kishimush b'chefetz. Because the giving of the item to the one who wants to borrow it, that's considered the use of the item. So it's intended for immediate use. Even though my friend is going to use it later, but he wants to borrow it right now. It's the only time he can borrow it. So my doing bora for him right now is necessary for right now. That's considered alter, and that is mutter. That is what Shlomo Zalman Urbach says. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv argues, and Rav Nissen Karelis argues, and they write, Shabofenza osel l'mashel livror es hachefetz. In that case, the one who is lending is not allowed to do bora on this item, because even though his friend wants it now, but his friend is only going to use it later, Zakar Vayashi, we go by when the friend is actually going to use the kli, not when the friend wants to borrow it, unlike Rosh Shlomo Zalman, who says if he wants to borrow it now and he can't borrow it later, so we can look at right now as the use of the kli, and the lender would be allowed to do borer on this kli. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.